And as NBC Stephanie Gosk found today, it's an idea that's catching on.
Danny Meyer's restaurants, some of the finest and most well-known in New York City, are tossing out tipping. No matter the waiter, no matter the service, the customer no longer has control. Meyer made the announcement today. By eliminating tipping, our employees who want to grow financially and professionally will be able to, based on the merit of their work. The concept is fairly new, but it's gaining traction with some other big names in the business, like Tom Colicchio, the Top Chef star and MSNBC food correspondent.
We've been tipping roughly since the Civil War. Why throw it out?
It's just a bad way of paying someone. It's not fair. If there's bad service, don't punish the waiter. Punish the restaurant. Punish me. You know, don't come.
We met him today at his restaurant, Kraft, which launched a tip-free lunch last month. Here's how it works. A typical check looks like this, with a line for a tip. Without gratuity, restaurant owners charge a markup on the menu, in this case, 20%. That increase goes to the staff. Their hourly rate goes up.
So far, no one's quit.
that's a good sign.
But that's what everybody's worried about.
The tip-free model is being rolled out slowly. Right now, there is a handful of restaurants in 8 states. But what happens to service?
It's a service-based industry, and your compensation should reflect the level of service that you're providing.
Even so, Colicchio sees the idea spreading.
I think it should change industry-wide, and I think eventually it will.
Not great for restaurant goers who like the control, but at least paying the bill will get a lot easier. Stephanie Gosk, NBC News, New York.